Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to talk about the rise of the Sigma male and what I believe is the latest part of the manosphere. In early 2021, someone said that Sigma males were the rarest of men and only made up 0.1% of the population, and this got a lot of attention. If you look at this Google Trends illustration, you'll see the red line, which is searches for MGTOW on Google, peaking out in late 2018 with the demonetization of all MGTOW channels. But you also see the massive rise in searches for Sigma males. So what the hell is a Sigma male? And why does everyone care all of a sudden? They are men that are creative and introverted. To be honest, I would believe that a Sigma was something that had never been discovered until recently, unless I had actually heard Jordan Peterson discuss it 2 or 3 months ago, in a different form. I believe that a Sigma is someone high on trade openness, which means they tend to be creative and prolific workers, but that they're also high in introversion, meaning that they're creative loners that march to the beat of their own drum. So an eccentric entrepreneur that works all alone and invents things, not necessarily Elon Musk. He would be more of an alpha male masquerading as a Sigma, because he's clearly mentioned before that he needs people in his life to be happy. A Sigma is the complete opposite. He needs to rid his life of many people to feel satisfied. I thought Jordan Peterson was a Sigma, but he cries on camera and gets emotional. And Sigmas generally don't do that. Talking about this topic is rather exciting. It's like the early days of MGTOW back in the late 2000s and early 2010s. However, in the early days, we had the Thinking Ape and Barbarossa. Today we have channels like Blokebox in the Sigma space, as well as Wise Thinker, which are just text-to-speech channels that produce daily Sigma content and are very successful financially. But they're for the most part creatively bankrupt, just regurgitating the same ideas over and over again. Thinking Ape has moved in the direction of the black-pilled incel man in community and away from MGTOW. I think the direction I'm moving towards is a fusion between MGTOW and Sigma. I think promoting the idea that Sigma men should remain confirmed bachelors and pursue what is referred to as the grind set is the way to go. The reason for that is because I'm a Sigma based on the definition, and I'm also going my own way, which freed me to be creative. It's been the best thing that happened to me in my life, freeing up the innovative free thinkers in our society from their thirst for cooch would fuel innovation and progress. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to every man thinks he's the 0.1% of Sigma men, the rarest men in the world, clown world show. In many ways, being a Sigma man is a curse. Being highly creative, you have to keep grinding away in your grind set. Everywhere I turn, I see videos saying that Sigma males are irresistible to women. Of course they are. Women see the passion and attention they pour into their work and think to themselves, if I get together with him, he'll put all that effort and attention into me. How can no one see that Sigma males are just creative introverts is beyond me. Sigma's also pure emotionless. On the surface, this sounds great because women want a strong man that's not going to show weakness and vulnerability. But true Sigmas are more like Mark Zuckerberg with regards to facial expressions. Women want a man that's strong and silent, but not a stone statue, because then they don't know if their manipulations are working or not. The reason I believe Sigmas are supposedly so rare is because no one pays attention to the unsuccessful Sigma males and calls them losers. So if you're creative and introverted, and you suck at what you're doing, you're a loser. But if you succeed, all of a sudden you're a Sigma. Under one Sigma video, I found one guy posting this, and I quote, "Every loser guy watching this thinks, I'm totally special. I'm a Sigma for sure," unquote. They identify with being outside the social hierarchy and being creative, not necessarily because it's part of their personality, but because they are socially awkward and can't fit in and won't make the effort. Or they think they're creative, which most people actually do. But creativity's a curse where you can't stop creating or you shrivel up and die slowly. Plus, people that don't have many friends or social contacts spend more time online watching YouTube videos. So Sigma channels make perfect sense. It's like back in the day when I said it's better for incels to watch MGTOW channels and convince themselves that they're going their own way, because it would reduce their violent tendencies. That's what you see in the so-called Sigma community. A true Sigma is a genetic loner by nature, but a poser Sigma has been sent going his own way from a circle of friends. He didn't leave willingly, but through cognitive dissonance he believes himself that he has. If it means more audience for the Sigma channels, then so be it. So does this mean I'll be making only Sigma content and abandoning MGTOW? Yes and no. I believe the synergy between men with a Sigma personality and that go their own way make that man unstoppable. There are of course men like Tesla and the Wright brothers that stand above the rest. They had no wives while living an introverted, creative, and productive life. But if you look at that Sigma chart again, you'll see that it looks as though Sigma peaked out 6 to 10 months ago, and is now starting to decline. I know that if I started daily production and content in the field that was innovative, it would actually grow those numbers, and we'd probably bring up that wave that's now cresting. I can bring up the negatives of being a Sigma instead of just fluffing up all the positives. For example, if you're a woman and you see a loner Sigma man on the surface, you'd think they're easier to manipulate in some ways than the alphas, but you don't see that they're harder to control in others. Because the typical Sigma is a loner, that means that a woman doesn't have to work hard to cut him off from his friends, nor not worry about fitting into his social circle. This saves a woman a lot of time having to cater to his friends, or get rid of them. He might at most only have a few. She also believes that he will be dependent on her social circle and therefore, he's going to be a lot easier to manipulate. But you can't leverage social validation on a natural-born loner. Most women don't understand this. Sigmas will also be far more likely to settle down and provide commitment to women, unlike alpha males, that like to play the field. I'd have topics like Sigma men offer commitment to women easily, but they dump them just as easily. Or why women can't control a Sigma male. He's like a cat that can't be herded. Herb's sexual power is meaningless compared to a woman with intellectual power. She can't exactly pretend to be smart. Also, being a Sigma now, I understand why finding older women that are intellectually brilliant is next to impossible. Besides, for Sigma males, their work is more important than love. That's going to make the women they date feel a lot of insecurity. The only woman that can handle that herself is a woman that's a Sigma herself. But they say that only 0.1% of males are Sigmas, but that would mean that only 0.01% of women would qualify because of the IQ distribution between males and females. That glass ceiling women talk about is not an old boys club, unless the old boy is an ancient genetic programmer that made more men at the higher and lower end of the IQ distribution curves. To be a Sigma, you have to be successful. To be successful, higher IQ stacks the deck in your favor. So that's why there are a lot less Sigma females, because of the way intelligence belt curves are shaped. That's why for that podcast idea of me interviewing the most interesting women I could find, what I was describing was actually Sigma females without realizing it. Remember, ladies, the real glass ceiling is the IQ ceiling, or IQ cellar, meaning that men earn more money on either end of the intelligence spectrum. Construction workers on one end, rocket scientists on the other. That's because there's a low supply of such men compared to the relative demand. It's the average IQ jobs that see the greatest wage pressure due to competition between males and females, because there are too many Mr. and Mrs. Average individual out there. Sigma also explains why some men do well going their own way while the majority of men don't. MGTOW hurts a huge chunk of the male population because it makes them lazy and takes away their purpose. But Sigmas have fire and purpose within, and they can't help it. So going your own way just elevates your natural abilities by freeing up your time to grind. A male and female Sigma having a friendship is also a paradox. Can two loner introverts really spend more than a few hours a day or a week with each other? No one in the Sigma community is talking about the negatives of not being able to fit in with groups of humans because you prefer to be alone and people irritate you. It's also not as big a problem when you're older, but when you're younger, not receiving validation from your peers can really mess with your self-esteem. Also, being this way makes people think you're a snob because you avoid them, and that limits your ability to socialize. The Sigma doesn't care, but it is restrictive socially nonetheless. The Sigma is also a silent leader. People don't necessarily follow what the Sigma tells them to do, instead they try and copy him. It's frustrating when you put work into something and it gets ripped off, but still it's better to lead by being a trendsetter instead of by ordering people around. I have so much to say on this topic that many of the points I've mentioned can all be made into separate videos. Sigmas can also be stubborn when they want something, and a woman can't change his mind no matter how hard she tries. Her sexuality and validation are meaningless to him. It works on alphas, betas, and other men, but it doesn't work on Sigmas. So the woman is going to feel self-esteem issues because they can't really change that guy. Women find it attractive when a man stands up for what he believes in. That means he's passing his shit tests. He's standing up to her. But she's also unhappy because she can't change him. But then again, women are never happy. So if you're happy as a man and she's not, then that's the best you can hope for. Sigmas also don't make the first move, which means it's harder for women to get together with one, because they have to step out of their own comfort zone and approach him first, which is something only the ugly and damaged women do. I haven't heard any similar information on any Sigma channels. Most of the Sigma content on the channels in the description is just regurgitation without any analysis. I've been looking for a new type of channel to create that I believe in, something that'll help people. But I've also got 3,000 MGTOW scripts, and I'm thinking of using text-to-speech on them and releasing them as a MGTOW channel, without the acronym. That'll reach the most new guys possible. Plus, it's like picking the lowest hanging crotch fruit first. I've also been thinking about teaming up with someone in the United States on it and sharing revenue, so let me know in the comments or send me an email. I don't know how much longer I can keep working on this channel with a shrinking MGTOW audience, but I can't exactly make content that I don't see as interesting and that doesn't help men. I think a Sigma channel would also be great because combining MGTOW and Sigma is a superpower. Sigma channels are also getting well over 1 million views per month. I also had another revelation with regards to YouTube channels, which is with regards to content production, English channels are going to have to compete with the third world, thanks to text-to-speech software, even competing against themselves. Many guys are now copying my work, so it's a race to the bottom. Forget about competing with some artificial intelligence that will write and create content. That comes later. First, it's the Indian and Filipino guys willing to work for $5 a day copying your hard work and reposting it using text-to-speech software and stock video footage on YouTube. They can't write or speak the language, but they have 10-plus years of content to steal and repackage. As Tesla, both a Sigma male and a MGTOW one said, "I'm not upset that they're stealing my ideas. I'm upset that they don't have any of their own." A Sigma channel will be a lot safer from demonetization. Unlike MGTOW, a boom in Sigma male content wouldn't actually threat the establishment in any way. I would simply show Sigmas how they're being exploited by the opposite sex. Most existing content talks about their characteristics, but not how women exploit these male behaviors. I haven't been this excited since I digested the Black Pill and discovered the Black Pill community a couple of years ago. Just remember that if you're not working 24/7, are you really a Sigma male? The last thing I want to say is that Sigmas are guys with no filter. They say inappropriate things. If he passes your shit test as a woman and puts you in your place, then you respect him. But how will your friends and family feel when he does the same to them in public? They will hate him even though you find him irresistible. If that happens, a woman will be torn. She doesn't get social approval from being with you, the Sigma, from her closest friends and family. But she also finds you irresistible and is drawn to you like a moth to a flame. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash Sigma males, but those men just smash their self-esteem to pieces instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Sigmas that choose to stay blue-pilled simps and not reach their full potential away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.